Pete Yabez, Don't Leave Tonight, who has introduced himself right now. I will just say, welcome to Flux FM. Dieser tolle Musiker ist jetzt bei uns zu Besuch. Er kommt aus Lissabon und wird auftreten. Und zwar im Rahmen unserer Pilsener Urquell Werkstatt. Da ist ja alles frei nach dem Motto Handwerkskunst trifft Braukunst. Bis Samstag eben noch könnt ihr handwerkliches Geschick unter Beweis stellen, den Profis über die Schulter schauen und das Ganze immer tagsüber. Am Abend im Flugsbau, da sollt ihr nicht mehr schuften, sondern euch verwöhnen lassen. Und zwar mit handgemachter Musik und einem schönen Feierabendgetränk. Und die Musik kommt heute eben von diesem tollen Portugiesen, Frankie Chavez. Jetzt ist er bei uns im Studio schon mit der Gitarre und wir wollen mehr über ihn erfahren. Und jetzt nochmal ganz offiziell, welcome to Flux FM. Nice to have you here.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You are from Lissabon.
Yes.
Lisboa.
Yeah.
And are on a tour right now. Der Mann gehört wirklich zu einer jungen Blues-Szene. Er hat seinen ganz eigenen Stil und wir wollen ein bisschen erfahren, wann das Ganze losging. I read you started at the age of 9 playing?
Yes. Playing guitar.
Playing guitar.
Yeah.
A normal guitar?
Yeah, classical guitar. I was having music classes in my school, mm-hmm. and the teacher asked us who wanted to, you know, start learning guitar, and I chose to start to learn how to play. And so I started learning like the basic stuff, and then started learning some songs by hearing. And I was already listening to a lot of music at the time because I'm the youngest of four brothers.
Ah, that's good.
Two brothers and one sister, all older than me. So they were listening to a lot of music at the time, like since the Stones to Pink Floyd and Jimi Hendrix. And so I was, you know, at 10, 11, I was already trying to try to play Jimi Hendrix, a bit hardcore, but I was listening to a lot, so I was always trying to pick this song or that song, and I think it was a combination of the two things of having classes at school mm-hmm. and trying to learn by myself.
Yeah, imagine you would have been the oldest one. What would have happened there?
Well, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I was listening to other stuff, I don't know.
Auf jeden Fall hat er damals, als er 9 Jahre alt war, wurde er von der Klassenlehrerin gefragt, Musikunterricht, hier, will jemand Gitarre lernen? Und er sagte, ja, ich bin dabei. Und dann kam es auch noch dazu, dass er der jüngste von 4 Geschwistern ist und eine Schwester und ich glaube 2 Brüder. Und die haben natürlich jede Menge unterschiedlichste Musiken gehört. Jimi Hendrix, die Stones, Pink Floyd und so ist er schon mit toller Musik in sehr jungen Jahren in Verbindung gekommen und hat dann schnell auch diese Sachen gelernt. When did you start create your own style?
I don't know. I think it was not when. I think it was like a process. I was I always tried to play what I was listening, and I listened to all different kinds of stuff along the years. Mm-hmm. First, it was this kind of blues and rock and roll. Then I went to punk rock. I don't know. Then the acoustic blues and the acoustic, you know, guitar skills with a lot of different guys, and I was, you know, picking here and there, and I don't know, I started to write my first songs maybe when I was like 22 or something, like instrumental stuff, mm-hmm. Experimental stuff, and then I don't know, I think it was in 2005 that I started to write lyrics. And then I got in touch with this guy from a radio station, and then things started to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you were also involved in the film or the surf scene.
Yeah. Well, basically because I surf in Portugal.
Okay.
And I'm in touch with a lot of people that, you know, sometimes friends of mine that produce surf movies for their friends, and so they use my songs. Mm-hmm. In 2009... I met the organization of the World Championship Tour because they were doing this event in Portugal, the first one. It was called Rip Curl Pro Search, and one of my friends was in the organization. He was the guy in Portugal responsible for the event, mm-hmm. and I met the French people who were organizing the whole thing, and they asked me to write a song for the event.
Oh, the hymn of the event.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and cool. And it was the song called The Search, which uh-huh. Which then featured in my first EP that I released in 2010. And I think it was from then on that, you know, I started playing a lot.
Also seine Karriere hat so richtig an Fahrt aufgenommen, als er damals, er ist sowieso Surfer, wenn er in Portugal ist, ist er sehr gerne auf dem Brett unterwegs, und da er einen guten Freund hat, der damals so eine, einen riesen Wettbewerb organisiert hat in Portugal, wo es um Surfen ging, der hat gesagt, hier, dann kannst du doch hier den Song für unseren Wettbewerb schreiben, und das hat er gemacht, und somit war er natürlich richtig schön etabliert, und dieser Song hat es dann auch auf seine Platte geschafft, und seitdem ging es steil bergauf. Jetzt ist er auf Natur durch Europa. Ihr habt in Zürich gespielt, in München, in Wien, in Hamburg. Heute ist Berlin dran. What comes after Berlin?
Portugal.
Portugal. Oh, this is the last gig.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tonight is the last show.
Okay, so this is the highlight of the tour then.
Yeah, I think so.
Natürlich. Aber es werden auch noch viele Festivals folgen im Sommer. Da ist er auch in Italien viel unterwegs. Wir wollen jetzt hören. You're going to play a song for us right now.
Yeah.
Which is called?
Psychotic Lover.
Psychotic Lover. Okay, Frankie Chavez. Hugo Chavez, sorry.
That's my cousin.
Chavez. Yes, of course. Frankie Chavez, please play for us. Heute Abend im Fluxbau, Konzert umsonst, seid ihr alle herzlich eingeladen.
Playing your game. Well, let me tell you, baby, let me tell you, life ain't the same. You're just a psychotic lover. I know you're bound to drive me insane. And if you think I find it a thrill, well, let me tell you, baby, that ain't just my deal. You're just a psychotic lover. With you I'll be a spinning wheel. You just don't care about the pain inflict on me. Oh, you just don't care about all the harm you bring to me. You're just a psychotic lover. You're just an endless mystery. The luck, she's got the good. She's just a crazy little mama, boy. Now she ain't no good, and now she's crying. Now she's crying all over town. You're just a psychotic lover. With me, you won't be messing around.
Frankie Chavez, Psychotic Lover. Thank you.
Thank you.
It sounded wonderful.
Thanks.
Now you're sweating all over. I can understand. Yeah. It was hard work.
It was.
But it was worth it.
Thank you.
For us. For you hopefully too.
Yeah,
heute Abend ist er im Fluxbau im Rahmen der Pilsener Urquell Werkstatt. Tagsüber wird gewerkelt und abends tolle Musik bestaunt. Mhm. Und dieser Portugiese, der wird jetzt endlich auch außerhalb seiner Heimat bekannter und bekannter. Und wir haben uns sehr gefreut, dass er jetzt hier auch im Rahmen seiner Tour vorbeikommt. You play a Portuguese guitar.
Yes.
What is a Portuguese guitar?
Portuguese guitar is a Portuguese instrument used in traditional Portuguese music, which is fado.
Mm-hmm.
And I started playing that instrument the conventional way, the traditional way. And when I say the traditional way, I say the traditional tuning. I started playing fado, so the traditional music. In I was like 18 or something, and I used to go to well, usually fado is played in
touristical areas.
Well, yeah, but I used to go to this place. It belonged to a father of a friend of mine, and they were there like playing, because usually it's in restaurants,
yeah,
and like people are having dinner, and mm-hmm. suddenly like two guys with a guitar come in, yeah, and yeah. everyone gets silent and they sing like three or four songs, traditional songs.
Yes.
And then they stop, and so that's the process. And yes. I used to go there and used to learn with them and play with them. And then later on, I was into open tuning with my guitars, and I kind of blend the two, and I started using open tuning with the Portuguese guitar. And so it sounds different, I think, from the traditional way.
Yeah, and it's only you who can hear that you're using a Portuguese guitar in your own style, or would other colleagues of you say, okay, you're using a Portuguese guitar, but in your own way?
Well, yeah, that happens, I think, because the way I blend it with my songs, I think it's, I think it's different. I mean, there's some people using the Portuguese guitar in other stuff, mm-hmm. but usually it goes really into the traditional environment, despite of being, it's not fado, I mean, but it goes, you know, you can tell it's a traditional thing, and...
Mm.
And actually, there's a band in Portugal that is using the traditional Portuguese, the Portuguese guitar in hip hop, mm-hmm. which is cool. Mm-hmm. But I think they play with the traditional tuning. And the thing is that I kind of play in a bluesy way, in a folkish way.
How many guitars do you have at home?
Well, a lot.
More than 20?
No, I think, okay. I don't know, actually, probably... More than 20, because I've been collecting. I sold my first electric guitar, and I was so, you know, how do you say?
Sad
that I never sold any guitars.
Yeah.
And so I've been collecting.
You wanted to get it back, yes?
I don't even know how to start looking for it.
Okay,
Maybe it will come to me one day. It was not a good guitar,
yeah.
You know, it's
but
a cheap
yours.
Guitar, but it was like the first
yeah,
one, you know.
I understand. Also schon ein Gitarrensammler und Liebhaber. Es ist eine große Leidenschaft. Der hat mindestens über 20, sagt er, und dann hat er vor einiger Zeit seine elektrische Gitarre verkauft. Das war die einzige auch, die er verkauft hat, denn er war so traurig danach, dass er sich gesagt hat, nee, ich verkaufe keine einzige Gitarre mehr. So, but you're buying new guitars?
Some secondhand guitars, oh. Like on eBay, I've bought like two or three,
mm.
Because I like to try different shapes, different sounds, different approaches. And a used guitar, sometimes, you know, I believe that the guitars go along with the personality of the person who plays with it. Like if we buy two guitars, and if you take one and I take like two equal guitars, and in 20 years we're gonna meet again, they will sound differently,
yeah.
because they've been played differently and the approach is different, yeah. So
and other beer was spilled over the one and the other, you know, I have experienced
exactly.
different bars,
exactly.
different venues.
Yeah, that's it.
So Frankie Chavez is going to play tonight for Berlin. Ihr seid alle herzlich eingeladen, in den Flugsport zu kommen. Do you know when you will be on stage tonight?
At 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, da könnt ihr ihn sehen. Eintritt ist frei, also einfach Fuhlstraße 5 hier schön am Schlesi rausstolpern und dann diesen tollen Musiker erleben. Jetzt wird er noch einen weiteren Song für euch spielen. Which song are you going to play for us now?
Sweet Life.
Sweet Life. Also Frankie Chavez mit Sweet Life. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Have fun tonight.
Okay.
Enjoy Berlin and enjoy the last day of your tour, then tomorrow off to Lisboa.
Portugal. Yeah. Thank you.
Sweet, sweet love came once again. Sweet life has brought me upside down. Sweet, sweet lover has turned my world around. No, I wouldn't want to spend a day without you, 'cause I know you're the one my heart beats to. Sweet, sweet friend, how was it when you were gone? Sweet, sweet friend, I'm glad you came back home. You brought all the smiles and sunny days. No, I wouldn't want it any other way. Sister too.